Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. All right. Following up on this concept, this possibility, this speculation of Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA and where they were as far as pro-Israeli supporters considered them. Are they their friends? What are they thinking? And the latest is something that I just didn't know. You've probably seen the headline, but I'm going to pick apart part of it. That all along, or at least for some decent period of time, no, since 2019, in fact, 2019. So you tell me Charlie Kirk was not 100% Israel all the time back in 2019, but the entry was updated in 2023. But not in like, you know, late 24 or 25. Turning Point USA has been on the Anti-Defamation League site of extreme groups. Hello? So we'll talk about that in detail. But as to that then, again, as I tell you, Judeo-Christian is not a partnership. Do you understand? Because what's in a partnership, both people get to object and have an opinion. Both entities, both parties. If it is one only that gets to, and if the other party does not comply, then they get called names. That's called a bullying and an abusive relationship. That's what that is called. It is not in any way a partnership at that point. So then, what does the meaning Judeo-Christian really have? If people who are very devoted to Christian are considered hate groups by the other side, if it's called Judeo-Christian, then it should be like, no, no, we've got common heritage and we respect each other and we have near equal say and we go along and continue to get along and have approximately a partnership. But that's not true. So we'll get to that. And what's behind it, people are, you know, I'm wondering too. I mean, all of us who hope Trump would do something, it like things can't happen quick enough, right? So some people ask me, well, how's Patel doing? And I'm like, well, better than any other FBI director we've had any time recently. Like, look at the stuff they're at least trying. And they even seem to be picking back up some of the things off the trash heap of the Epstein situation. Which is excellent because, you know, Trump is just acting like none of that was ever a thing, even though he campaigned on it. So that's just the biggest miss you can possibly have by a president. So at least somehow the FBI is going, yeah, well, remember how we can respectfully disagree, Trump, in your direction? I can respectfully disagree in my direction. And that's actually healthy and that's good. Apparently Patel does not feel scared to do those things. But as to, yes, the current situation, well, what do we have? We've got that Patel and the FBI are saying, yeah, so it turns out that it seems that the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, the association that basically draws and defines what is hating Jews or what is, quote, anti-Semitic, Patel says they've had a very close relationship, the ADL and the FBI. And in essence, that's not going to keep happening because we're not going to keep going with activist groups. I'm sorry. Yeah, disguised as watchdog groups. Same thing with Southern Poverty Law Center and Morris Dees. If I was anything right of center, then I'm a hate group. On the Southern Poverty Law Center. Same idea. And you cannot state this in a more concise and perfect way. With both of these organizations, my big one was always Morris Dees. How is it wisdom if all you do is say people who don't agree with me entirely are hate groups? It's literally the anti-freedom of speech tradition. You can't get any more obvious than that. And if you say that the other people can't speak, then isn't that kind of a manifestation of hate? You know, kind of like we say, well, you say it's a manifestation of hate for Turning Point USA's opinions, but you act like a bullet to their leader is not a manifestation of hate of that leader and all of the followers? Okay. So it's a perfect, concise way of saying it. How he said that, all right, we're not going to partner with activist groups masquerading as watchdog groups. And there's some little tinge out there of this idea, but I'm not able to define it at this particular moment exactly. The idea that the watch list or the FBI, you know, watch list of hate organizations largely took its decisions and I want to say marching orders, but just its listing from what the ADL already had. And so Patel says, we're not going to do that anymore. But then specifically, as I said, the instance of Turning Point USA still being on, even after the Charlie Kirk assassination, the Anti-Defamation League's list of something like 1,000, quote, hate groups. So, again, that's activism. That's trying to simply alienate people against groups that aren't all in on what you say. Turning Point USA, this is on Anti-Defamation League, and it is under the Center on Extremism. It says, published 2/14/19, updated 1/25/23, Extremism, Hate, or Terrorism is the general heading with Turning Point USA symbol at the top. Then it says backgrounder at the top. Turning Point USA, TPUSA, is a right-wing student organization. And again, when I say Judeo-Christian, I keep trying to get you people to understand. And maybe you've got it, so don't feel frustrated. I keep trying to get people to understand if it's such a partnership of Judeo-Christian and Judaism and Christianity, then why is it that overwhelmingly those who are Jewish in the United States are progressive and vote liberal? How could that be if it's such a partnership? But notice how then that's the type of language somebody progressive and liberal would even use. A right-wing student organization. And yeah, you can say, well, that's not necessarily loaded. Well, it is when you've just said terrorism. And then it says, of course, founded by Charlie Kirk and raises millions from conservative donors. Okay, so what? I mean, a lot of organizations, anyway, has played a significant role in GOP politics and elections. Okay, and since the group's founding, when I tell you, how long was he like on their good side, even though his group was literally on the extremist list for the last 6 years, how long was he kind of on their good side? Well, maybe for some period of time, but I'm telling you, it was updated 1/25/23, not 1/25/25. And it says that since the group's founding, Kirk has moved further to the right and has promoted numerous conspiracy theories about election fraud and COVID-19 and so on. Demonize the transgender community. Okay, so there you go. More loaded words. And again, that's why this is an activist group. If you don't allow people to speak and you say that something that they say is a conspiracy theory, well, now you're just trying to shut down the free speech of your enemies, which makes you an activist group. Like, and especially when you're talking about speech, right? You know what I think about the election? And you know what I think about COVID-19. Not a part of Turning Point USA, but wait, it gets just as bad. It gets worse. And here's an irony of ironies. Kirk also promotes Christian nationalism, the idea that Christians should dominate the government and other areas of life in the U.S. The Anti-Defamation League, who's associated with Judaism, really just say is basically a mark against an organization that had religious background and religious motivations that they wanted to dominate life in the United States. You can't make this shit up, man. You're like, look at this one. TPUSA continues to attract racists. Do you understand, like, how much you have to stretch? Like, on one hand, you're going, well, I mean, we need to put racism in here somewhere. Well, gee, this guy has millions of followers. Yep, it's his fault that among them are racists. Bro, if I get a group of liberals, some portion of them are going to be black people who hate white people. That doesn't mean that the group itself is racist. It means they're a liberal group, right? Somewhere in that group, too, are going to be some white people who self-hate. But that doesn't, that's not the point of it. Who you attract is like, again, strange bedfellows, right? I told you I was a part of the 2008 Ron Paul movement, and we had really, really nice results in where I was a part of, because, of course, me. But we attracted hundreds of participants and overwhelmed the convention locally, caucus locally. We overwhelmed them. These were Ron Paul people, and it was a rainbow of people. And if you're going to take one small segment and go, oh, they also happen to believe in such and such. Well, yeah, politics makes strange bedfellows, man. So just garbage. TPUSA continues to attract racists to the groups. Numerous TPUSA representatives have made bigoted remarks. Okay, well, that means something. No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean anything. But I've literally listened to Charlie Kirk say it with somebody who's posting it, being a black family, who's like, this is the type of message that has to live on and on. And it was Charlie Kirk saying something to the effect of, if you let anybody, or if you want to succeed in life, don't let anybody convince you that as a result of your skin color, or your background, or your gender, or your sexual orientation, that you cannot succeed in the United States. So, you people who say this guy's not inclusive, go fuck yourselves. And that's what that reminds me of. Oh, they've attracted numerous people who have, you know, made, quote, bigoted remarks. You don't know anything, okay? You can say, and I've said this before, you can say, I accept somebody who does this certain behavior and also not believe that the behavior is a great idea. And so then you do try to get people, I'm not saying I agree with that. I'm not saying that. I haven't even pointed out any particular behavior. But it does make sense logically, right? Like, you can accept a family member who's doing this, and also go, bro, I just got to tell you again, this is not a great idea. This is not what's good, what's best for you, and so on and so forth. I'm not saying whether them believing that it's not a good idea is something I agree with, but I am saying that you can accept those people. And also then, or, you know, that are doing whatever, but then also say, yeah, but bro, I don't know that's a good idea. That's not the same thing as bigoted or anti this or anti that. And it's certainly not exclusive. It's inclusive. Like, you probably, some of us probably, let's see, you've made some not great decisions in your past. You hung out with a bad crowd. And now you've finally kind of grown past that. You still have some of those old buddies, and you love them, man. But not all of them have gotten to the point of, man, you got to get out of your own way. I love you, and I will accept you and support you forever. But I also want to tell you as a friend, as someone who cares about you, as someone who cares about the people around you, that you got to try to, you know, get away from this. Now, extend that to, you know, just the broad society. And you're trying to point out, I'm not saying I agree, and I'm not saying it matters, but instead you're trying to point out what you believe behaviors are that are, I'm not just pointing to a certain person, I'm pointing to groups, and go and saying what that situation is, whatever it is, and I'm trying to help not the individual, but the group, but society in general. Am I not supposed to be able to say what I think helps not just one person, but a whole group? And if I say that in a way that's frank, but I also say it in a way that is accepting, it's not being extremist. It's just having a different opinion. A perfect example. Born-again Christians would say, I'm going to hell. Am I supposed to not believe in that? Or am I supposed to understand, in their opinion, they believe they're trying to help me, and they're just trying to give input as a result and spread that message. You know, you can do good works all you want. Good works, good works, good works. But that's not getting you there, bro. And I don't want you to be in hell. That's not a message of hate. That's a reaching out, hoping that you can save others. It's not really that difficult. So continuing. While nationalists have attended TPUS, white nationalists have attended TPUSA events. Do you understand this? Like, in some way, it's like, well, at least they're being kind of honest. But to get to their bullet points, like, look at these are all the reasons this is on an extremism, hate, or terrorism group. At least two of their bullet points are total bullshit. White nationalists have attended TPUSA events. Guess what? White nationalists attend free speech events too, because they believe in the Constitution, like a lot of other people do. It doesn't mean that the group that believes in free speech and held the convention agrees with all parts of their audience. Like, this is not difficult. And then you got to say, yeah, but did they speak against blah, 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 and so on? Yes, he did. Yes, he does. And even though the group says it rejects white supremacist ideology, what was the rest of that? Let's see here. I missed that. Oh, and then even though the... Oh, no, that's it. Even though the group says it rejects white supremacist ideology, they've attended. So apparently you're supposed to do a whole survey of your beliefs before you attend the events. Like, that's how stupidly ridiculous the basis for labeling this an extremist group is. Okay, come on down. We're going to have an open forum. We're going to talk to people. Oh, but if some of you have certain beliefs that I don't believe in, I'm supposed to somehow keep you from being in here. Kind of the opposite of inclusion, right? And plus, he's trying to change hearts and minds. Like, if he gets those people in there and then says, Jesus sees you all equally, then you don't think that can potentially change hearts and minds of, you know, real, not fakely labeled white supremacists? Yeah. And plus, you don't know who it was that attended. Is it someone like me who believes in the Constitution? And then you just connect it back to, yeah, we know what he really means. What I mean, asshole, is that without property Even the poorest of black men, if you don't have property rights, the legacy of earning with your blood, sweat, and tears, and saving over your lifetime, and now you've got something for your next generation. You can come from a sharecropper family, and if you are responsible and work hard, all of a sudden you have the equity of your property, some of which you can pass on. And without property rights, and they said, yeah, that's ours now, that entire ability disappears. That's why property rights are important. That's why I believe in the Constitution, because it helps the rights of humans, not because it helps the rights of some part of the humans. But, you know, they'd probably call me some white supremacist because I believe in the Constitution. All right, let's look at the last one. Has created a vast platform for extremists. What does that even mean? What does that even mean? It doesn't mean anything. For extremists, after we gave you, now we're just circular. Well, you know, because it's large, and we just labeled it a vast, because it's large, and we labeled them as extremists, therefore, they have created a large platform for extremists. You motherfucking assholes. Can I just make up a motherfucking asshole list and I can put these people on it? Is that okay? Since we have a backgrounder on extremism, hate, or terrorism from the, quote, center on extremism. A vast platform for extremists and far-right conspiracy theorists who speak and attend his annual America Fest and other events. Ooh, they attended America Fest. Ooh, yeah. Absolutely crazy. So, in response to Cash Patel and other people pointing out, bro, you know, you still got Turning Point USA up as a, quote, hate and extremist group, and that in the environment that exists since Trump, you don't think that potentially affects somebody who's gullible and is fired up? So when one person goes, they got blood on their hands. I don't know about that, but it sure as hell didn't help, did it? Your exaggeration and this idea that you have some validity in what you call an extremist group. So an article points out that the group has moved to terminate their, quote, glossary of extremism, saying that some entries were, quote, outdated, while others were intentionally misrepresented or misused. Well, bullshit. And they said, anyway, we've continued to develop more comprehensive resources and innovative ways to provide information about anti-Semitism, extremism, and hate. And we're always looking for how we can and should do things better. So this will allow ADL to explore new strategies and creative approaches to deliver our data and present our research more effectively. Over 1,000 entries over many years, the glossary of extremism. Yeah, pretty insane. So I did got to say, you know, good for Cash Patel. I know it's frustrating that not everything that could move at once, and at other times Trump seems like he's entirely insane. And I will point out when he's entirely insane. Not 100% of all the times, but you know I've strongly landed against some of his stuff. But that doesn't mean that there aren't humongous strides going on comparatively. Like the HHS secretary emphasizing and then acting upon research that has been out there, that has been out there for a long time, but that otherwise regulatory agencies have ignored. The HHS secretary, DHS secretary, again, then RFK Jr., I can't remember if that's who I said last time, that's who I meant, the thing I just said, says, yeah, we're not going to give $500 million to mRNA. Good, these motherfucking companies can go develop it themselves. It's dangerous and it was stupid, and you gave them free R&D and basically a get-out-of-jail-free card, a card to pass go and collect $200, and not spend any money the whole way around. Like billions of dollars of research. And that started with Trump. He still hasn't apologized. But other things are happening. The DHS thing, the hint at autism, I'm still waiting. And they hinted at it, but they didn't go full steam ahead about the autism and vaccines, where I told you, whatever, a couple months back or a month and a half back, that Dell Big Tree had dropped, that a database had disappeared. So the database had to be put back together again. And RFK Jr., as a presidential candidate, had promised, hey, I know where to look exactly. I'll do a population study real quick that'll understand what the data says about vaccinated versus unvaccinated, what the actual health benefits or not, or harms are. The information's there. I know the exact database. So they hinted at that at least. And then, you know, as I said, that Tylenol and autism link for taking it prenatally, that's been out there potentially since something like 2013. Listen to that episode. And no one's made a big deal out of it. But RFK Jr. did. There are good things happening. Should there be better things happening? I feel like he's an absolute dumbass who can't focus, and he's allowing himself to get distracted. I'm talking about back to Trump now. Absolutely, I do. You know what I mentioned that about. Like, remember that time you just said, let's end the wars? Well, how about we stop entertaining all these reasons to extend the wars? And that includes selling arms and trying to use the arms as use the continued war as a way to supposedly have better negotiating strength. Like, are you high? If you want it to end, just stop funding it. Stop making it more complicated than it is. And the art of the deal and all that. So you know that I criticize. But you also need to understand when there are good things happening. So this realization that, again, wait a second. You're an activist group. You're not a, quote, watchdog group at all, because you get way into center politics practically and call them hate groups. And again, that's an extension of Israel does not have the tradition of free speech. And so when they try to push it into the United States, that tradition of not free speech, then it's going to be, for instance, using ADL as an arm, and it's going to be anybody who disagrees and doesn't support us overwhelmingly is a hate group, and then we'll come up with a bunch of garbage. So let's look again then. Oh, well, you know, it's a right wing. Okay, label. Okay. Well, you know, they've raised millions from donors. Oh, they played a significant role in elections, too, in politics. Isn't this hilarious? Okay. And who's this saying this? The Anti-Defamation League, which is about Judaism, and you're talking about significant roles in politics and elections? Well, you know, he's moved further to the right. Since its inception, further to the right, yes. And he promotes Christian nationalism. How dare he promote something when he believes in his religion and he believes it's a main source of goodness in society? How dare he say that the thing that he's devoted to, that is religion, you know, kind of like how you have a religion you're devoted to? How dare he say that in his country, that his religion, that which is an important part of morality and an important part of salvation, should also have some significant influence on politics and other areas of life, says the person who, says the group who is pro-Judaism and presumably very religious and very much believes that Judaism should have a major part in a country's life. It's just, they also want it to be a major part of our life when it's a major minority. That's just Rather interesting, right? Well, they've moved further to the right. Well, remember, they attract racists to the group. Okay. Well, if I go talk about guns, guess what? I'm going to have racists in the group. Racists in the group. I'm also gonna attract some black folks because, guess what? Some black folks are pro-Second Amendment. Some decent percentage are, actually. But I'm going to, quote, attract racists. I don't know what to tell you, homie. And like I said, liberal groups will attract racists. Because they will attract some anti-white people. I'm not saying it's a majority, but that's the point. You're going to find some people who are anti-white there. And that does not mean anything except the world is diverse. And our interests and opinions overlap as Venn diagrams. Doesn't mean both circles are concentric, right? You know that numerous DPUSA representatives made bigoted remarks. Oh, really? Without saying that, without saying what it is, doesn't mean anything. Did you know that white nationalists have attended TPUSA events even though the group says it rejects white supremacy? There, you know they say it, and yet there they are. Okay, so you're supposed to screen everybody before attendance. Yeah, pretty ridiculous, but it's a true and positive victory. You can say nothing except that. You can't say anything except, and I'm going to tell you again, you don't have to like Musk, but you've got to give him props because he is a free speech guy. And so that's part of, remember when I told you the other day, Netanyahu's like, hey, Elon Musk is our friend, you know? He's got our enemy, and once we have, he's not our enemy. Once we have him, we need to talk to him. A subtle way of saying, not just, hey, wonder if we can keep him from no longer not censoring. And also, he's got a loud mouthpiece, bullhorn. So if we could maybe get him to be more pro us when he puts out his tweets, because he's getting pretty focused on these types of things. And Elon Musk is someone who brought this up. Well, this is pretty ridiculous that Turning Point USA, who got their leader murdered by people filled with hate because they thought Turning Point USA was hate, can turn to something as, quote, reputable in the mainstream. I know it's not reputable, but most people don't think of it that way. As the ADL and go to their hate list and see that very group with Charlie Kirk's name on it and have that affect them as someone who might do an actual violent act. It's bad. And Elon Musk points it out and Kash Patel does something about it. That's what you call a win, ladies and gentlemen, and you should take it, and I'm very happy about it. So way to go, FBI. Got some other mistakes you need to correct, for sure, but that part's a great thing. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to The Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.